And we are live.
Hello, Internet.
Hello, Internet theorists. Welcome to Game Theory. With your boy, Matt Pat. That's how he does the intros, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Hello, Game
Theory. Okay, nailed
it's
it.
Game Theory.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I was watching that yesterday. Watching
Dude,
that to go to sleep.
I've been watching that all the time with my girlfriend. It's simply the best.
Right?
Simply the best.
I was watching I don't know what I was watching yesterday, the Kung Fu Panda one. I was like, yeah.
I'm currently going through the whole Five Nights at Freddy's
yes.
saga. It's so
and,
good.
I never went through that because I thought it would be cringe.
No, it's good.
Not.
It's really good.
You'd be surprised.
Everyone's telling me to watch Five Nights at Freddy's all the time.
Game Theory is simply infallible.
Oh, dude, I used to love getting home from school and watching the garbage out of that. The best feeling in the world. I was like, yeah, you uploaded.
Yeah, the stream is available to all sperm on the subscribe star. Zygotes, embryos, fetuses, and baby boys alike.
That's a triggered audience.
Yeah, it is. Give them a fun time before they get aborted.
Good morning. It's abortion time. You guys ready?
Up for the 6 a.m. special? I sure hope so. Yeah, I'm ready. What do you think I'm
6 a.m. let loose sleepover. The sleepover has ended. It's time to get up.
Yeah, it's time to get up, guys.
Smell the panties.
Not wake up and panties. Smell the panties. I'm putting that one down.
Yes. Hit hair so dingleberry, can I get over it? That's your name. Hit hair toe.
Hit hair toe. Who would have known that? I said this before, but crime and punishment would result in this.
That's very long.
AIDS F
been a long,
acid.
What is it called?
Nails plus butt equals agony. Magical. Laugh, love, filth, grime, and pickle.
Filth, grime, Pickle Brian?
That's
Pickle sad. Brian? Who's Pickle Brian, dude? Is your next RPG character's name?
Yes.
Pickle Brian.
Putting that one down as well. Slick Rick. Rump sewer nuts.
Close right. Pickle Bar, which is red in Scottish. Let loose and fod juice. Great. Watching a movie rated F for flaccid.
Big grade slash movie rating, same. Alright. Pickle.
I'm gonna creep your room for a video kit. Flash, umbrella, green screen, mic, NTD1A. Oh, I guess he's guessing the stuff you got.
Umbrella? What does that mean?
The light thing.
Hmm. Wake up. Dang, that's gross. You smell what the panties are cooking?
Oh my gosh, no, I hope not. That's gross.
Cooking? Again. If I were pregnant, I'd be terrorizing everybody all the time. Like NTD1A? No. Definitely not.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Eh. Oh, alright. sure. Samsung?
Nope.
Atrex D1? Nope.
Nope.
Alright guys, let's get some people in here. You notify the subscribe star.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm with you. Minutes. Who? Your dad?
Oh no, Twitch is telling me to watch Onision.
Oh. Wait, what?
Not telling you my mic.
It's a game now. Just guess it.
Prince Fan has scrapped both scripts that we wrote for her to do.
Yeah.
A bit niggardly.
Not even an XLR. The USB cable. One at the bottom. I'm a cheap. Can't be bothered to use the XLR. Only 30,000 results, exactly. Able to find. Alright, you wanna start? Well, we left off, we put the guy to sleep. Big snake man. Now we have to get the ring from Jameson's belly, right?
Yeah.
You didn't get the key. How did you gotta do that? Yeah.
Oh.
What do you mean?
How did you guys get the key exactly?
There's no key. Open.
There's no, a ring of the key. Oh. Yeah.
It's in his stomach. We're gonna put his stomach open.
Shouldn't we kill that one dude first, or how long is he gonna be knocked out?
Oh, he's dead.
Isn't he?
Oh no, never mind. He ended up getting slept by
Yeah, so let's just hit the rip. Without, you know, hitting the floor too many times to wake him up. On the way out. Crashing into it head first. Like a missile.
We're just tripping on the way there. Jeez.
Alright. Okay. You guys put the snake man to sleep after killing his sister. And now the only task left for you to do is recover the first fragment of the key, which is the ring that is inside Jameson's stomach right now. He is hallucinating and delirious, immobile on the table, awake but too sedated to even know where he is. What do you guys do?
Yeah, we have to cut open stomach to get the ring. Around in there, but.
So there's no way we could save him?
Not like a particularly good guy, is he? Like a friggin' drug dealer.
Oh yeah, I was gonna rape him. Yeah, that's true.
Rape him, but not kill him. Death in the ship basement.
Or, well, you guys can kill him, you guys can try to make him puke, or you guys can try to make him poop.
Does anyone have any fiber bars?
Okay, can you guys tell me the number of your XPs right now?
1345.
600.
620. 600. I don't think I got 20.
Rip, yours is 600?
Yeah.
Latrina, yours is 600?
Yeah.
Okay, seems weird.
Yeah, I would expect Rip, because he was along for the adventure longer.
Do you guys add the XP
I told you guys to add? 800. 800.
Sounds wrong. Sounds like you guys been not putting in your XP numbers.
I probably did miss the number. Because 800 still sounds pretty low.
Yeah, I thought you'd be up in like 1k something by now.
And I'd expect you to level up, maybe. I don't know.
Well, whatever. Okay, Rip, what's your number?
Let's just say 800.
800?
Yeah.
Where are you? What are you guessing that number?
I have only 500 and 300. That's all I have right here.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like I should just...
Harry, 1345. Mm-hmm. Katrina, 600, right?
Yep.
Okay. It's up to you now. You choose what you're gonna do.
Trouble in the stomach.
Okay.
Can I start screaming if we do that?
Maybe.
We should just knock him out even more.
Yeah, can we like just kill him first? I don't know, whatever.
Ruthless.
Yeah, what would we make him how would we make him vomit or poop?
Just
punch him in the gut as hard as
you
can.
Like finger his throat?
No, we're gonna punch him in the gut. Really,
that
really
doesn't
hard.
Make anybody vomit.
Yes, it does. It could.
Just tickle his throat, and he'll start going.
All right, fair enough.
Is that what you do? Somebody tickles your throat?
Yeah. The doctors stick a freaking penis in my throat. They're vomiting.
All right. What are you guys gonna do? I'm waiting for a response.
Okay. I stick my whole hand in his throat.
Okay.
Well, does he throw up or no?
He's too sedated. His gag reflexes are not working.
Okay, then take a knife and cut him open.
So we can't eat anything either?
Yeah, he's just gonna go a bit.
Is there anything that could give someone explosive diarrhea? I wonder.
Why can't you just freaking... Yeah, you want to dig for the ring in his diarrhea? Cut his stomach open, jeez.
Well, okay. Well, I'm just saying we're gonna kill him like that. Maybe we try to save him.
Yeah, because he's freaking a drug dealer. What? He's a big fat retarded drug dealer.
Yeah.
He's not a good person, but
he owns slaves too.
Sorry, I'm neutral. Just kill him.
He's not a person.
Just kill him. I'm neutral. I shouldn't be trying to be good.
Alright, who's gonna do the deed?
Well, does anyone have a knife?
Yeah.
Okay, give me that knife. I'm gonna cut this guy open.
Okay, there you go. Handed my hand axe to you. Right. Cut him up.
Thank you. Alright.
That's not a knife, but okay.
You can make an incision with it. Or a rapier, but just hold it very far away. And...
Alright, yeah, so... That's how doctors do.
The medical rapier.
They hold a machete very distantly.
Mm-hmm.
They hold an old Roman spear. They hold Longinus' lance to open somebody's stomach.
Yeah, Vaginus' lance.
Vaginus' lance.
Hmm?
All right, who's gonna open the vagina lance?
I'm gonna open his vagina lance. All right. So I take his hand axe.
You have to roll for sleight of hand.
Hold on, I have 5. I should do this.
Yeah.
All right.
Be the freaking penis meister.
Here we go.
Do I still have disadvantage?
No, it's gone now.
Okay.
Oh, we're in France now. Nice.
17 plus 5.
22. Okay, you slice his stomach open perfectly. And you see the bile. And a glowing ring of a broken, with a broken end.
Take the freaking ring.
Alright. you take the ring. You feel like static electricity, like when you turn off an old TV. That's how you feel it in your hand when you grab the ring. It's about the size of a... it's about the size of a penny. I'm gonna give you guys... Let me see here. There we go. Okay. Alright. You got the key.
Sick.
You can start hearing, like, a bell. Distant. Even inside, you hear it from the outside of the boat. Very distant, loud bell ringing.
Oh, shoot. We're about to get off.
Okay. Climb up. Gotta get back up to the deck.
Yeah.
I mean...
You guys get back up very easily on okay. top of the deck. And you see on the horizon, fastly approaching land. It's a city. Seems very urban, very industrialized as well. And there's a huge lighthouse with a bell on its top. The bell must be at least the size of, you know, a truck or something like that. It's huge, enormous. Mm. It seems older than all the other structures in the whole city.
Mm.
Let me think. You guys port. You guys disembark, and while you guys are doing that, you can see at least five or six mercenary looking men asking the clearly intoxicated captain, "Where's Jameson? I thought he was supposed to get off here. You know where he is?"
Ooh.
Just keep on moving.
Just tippy toe around that.
Yeah.
He's asking the captain. You guys don't have to intervene if you want to.
Yeah.
Just butt in.
Yeah, but I'm like, yeah, I don't know. We'll see you later.
It's covered in blood.
Yeah. Your hands, dude, your hands are covered in bile right now.
Mm.
And they stink terribly.
Whoa.
They can't do DNA tests for my hands.
You can wash your hands in the seawater. It's salty enough that it just rinses away anything that could be on it.
Cool.
Alright. You guys disembark. You see the mercenaries getting on. You're starting to look around, so you probably shouldn't stick around here. Where do you want to go?
Is there, like, a store nearby? Like, equipment?
Well, you can see a blacksmith nearby.
Yeah, go to him.
Evidently. He's working on a forge. Okay. You guys go to him. You see he's very concentrated in what he's doing. He doesn't even notice you guys approaching.
Yo, do you sell anything here?
Hmm? Yeah. Do you want anything in specific?
Armor.
What kind?
Light armor?
Yeah, I got some. What material?
Do you have something that's stronger than, a leather armor? Yeah, leather armor.
Well, let me see. He goes inside his store, and you can see a lot of ruffling and metallic sounds clanking.
Ching, 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 ching.
Yeah, something like that. You said leather armor, right?
Something stronger.
Than leather?
Armor? Yeah.
Yeah, I got studded leather.
Oops. Let me check.
But it ain't gonna be cheap.
Yeah, I know I got money.
Hmm.
that breastplate. The armor and shield. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. We have a AC 12 plus dexterity modifier. 12 plus 3, that'd be 15. Oh, my armor class is 16 though. Huh? My armor class get to 16?
Good question.
There's gotta be a reason.
Have a shield?
Well, I don't think so. Oh, I do have a shield.
Oh.
Oh, what does that do? Increase your armor class by 2. Okay, so if I have studded leather armor, 12 plus 15, our class would be 17. It only goes up by 1. How much is the studded leather armor?
4 to 5 gold pieces.
4 to 5 gold pieces. It's pretty. Spend your money on.
You got something to offer?
Oh.
Okay, what's your guys' armor class?
14.
Huh? Would you say Rip? 13? Probably, maybe you guys get better armor. Especially Rip.
Yeah, I'll take one studded armor, sure.
It's 45 gold pieces. What do you want to barter?
Just give you. Can I convince you to like 30?
You have armor already?
It's gonna be a tough set. Roll, persuasion.
Persuasion.
Tell me a number.
I have plus 5 persuasion. Okay. 17.
I can give it to you for 40.
I'll take that.
Alright. You, fine young gentleman. He's talking to you, Latrina.
Sorry, Latrina, is there something you aren't telling us?
Anyways. So, I'm gonna negotiate with the blacksmith. Just give me, guys. Just give me a moment. Anyways.
What are your guys' armor proficiencies? Something. Light armor, right?
Armor, some.
Light armor.
Weaponry.
Actually, I do need a weapon.
Yeah, I was thinking about weapons.
Yeah, my hand axe is pretty weak.
Yes, it looks like it's gonna break soon.
Do you have anything good for light weapons?
Got everything. What do you need?
What's the coolest looking sword?
It's the strongest weapon.
Oh.
I can give you, well, you want a sword?
Yeah, maybe a sword.
Simple, light.
Yeah, what do you have proficiency with?
Because if you want a simple weapon, I can give you a great club. Probably the most damaging thing I can give you.
Well, so what's your new armor class? What's your dexterity modifier?
5. So it's gonna be.
1? Your dexterity modifier is 5?
It's 5.
Your dexterity?
Wait, no. It's 3, I'm sorry.
Okay, 3 plus Dio Shield?
It's 17.
I have a shield. Okay, so then this is 12 plus 3, so 15.
15, okay.
Why you stream out at 6 a.m.? It's 6:47, okay. Because I can. Now,
is a great club a simple weapon? I have proficiency in that.
It's a simple weapon. It's a two-handed one. Do you use a shield?
No, I don't.
Alright.
I'll take that. How much is it?
Alright. One gold piece. Just a piece of wood.
Okay. Here's one gold piece.
Wait, what? Seriously? That's awesome. Wait,
a piece of wood.
Wow.
It's a piece of wood with a handle. I can make it for even cheaper than that. But I gotta sell this up.
Holy moly.
Can you stick spike in this or something?
Well.
Ooh.
Stick nails into it.
Yeah.
I don't think it would work if I did that.
It hurts.
You'd want this heavy of a piece of wood stuck somewhere, would you?
Hmm.
You're not gonna be able to take it out.
How much damage does it do?
1d8. Do any of you want another weapon? Because it seems like you're traveling light.
I need a stick of wood. I mean, a club.
The simple weapons.
Yeah, I do.
Alright, I can give you a great club as well.
Sweet.
How about you, white cat? You didn't buy anything yet. You want to buy some?
No, Rip is the white cat. I'm black.
No, I'm pretty. Wait, wasn't Latrina
I'm
black?
I'm freaking black. Look at my picture on the sheet.
Because you're the same family.
No, Latrina's white.
Yeah, I'm the whitey.
With the like, blue eyes.
I'm sorry, I'm getting confused. Oh. Yeah, Latrina's albino. Rip is normal white and you're black. Okay. Mm-hmm. You, the black cat. What do you want?
I think I'm good, to be honest.
I can give you ranged weapons and some ammunition.
I got a short bow. I mean, you got something short that does more than 1d6.
Of course, I got a crossbow. Does 1d8. Can you only use simple weapons or martial
weapons? Hold on, how do the bonuses work? Because it's like 1d8 plus 3 is what I have. Piercing.
Yeah, if it's a ranged weapon, it's plus your dexterity modifier.
Also with finesse?
With finesse, you can choose whether you're going to use strength or dexterity as a modifier. That's what
you guys have the bonuses on your weapons? Damage?
Yeah, when it comes to martial weapons.
I have
plans. So I'm thinking about getting a javelin, if that's possible.
Crossbow.
Can you use martial weapons?
Yeah.
And crossbow.
You can?
Yep.
Then why you buy a simple weapon? I can give you something way better.
Oh, okay. What could be way better then?
Well, would you prefer a melee weapon or a ranged weapon?
Melee, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, I got a maul. It's probably one of the strongest things I got here. It's a great club, a bigger. Bit of metal.
Okay. So, what's like the damage?
I also got a great axe, if you're interested.
What about that other weapon you were talking about? The big one?
Maul?
Yeah.
Well, that is just as big, but it doesn't cut. Would you rather have someone with a blade or without one?
Yeah. I'll take the great axe. How much does that cost?
30 gold pieces.
All right, easy peasy. And
you guys, tourists.
The damage. What damage does it do?
1d12. For the
great axe? Okay. Oh, shoot. All right, sweet.
It's crazy. Just keep it. It's $1.
Yeah, I'll just keep it.
You guys smell like fish and boat. You guys just get here? Or you just like playing with the fish? All right.
No, we like playing with the fish.
You look like the kind. You want a map for the city?
I mean, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I'll take a map, T-Paint.
That's one gold piece.
Oh. T-Paint? Wait, so... I have proficiency in long swords, rapiers, short swords, simple weapons. I guess something that's like better than the rapier.
Better than the rapier. Can you use martial melee weapons?
No.
What do you have proficiency with?
Long swords, rapiers, short swords, simple weapons.
Well, the longsword is strong. Well, I don't think so, actually. Well, you can get a longsword and then wield it with both hands, and then it becomes a 1d10.
Hmm.
But you cannot use a shield, which I think you're already not using, so it doesn't matter.
No, I am using it, because adding to my armor.
Oh, okay. Then that's not a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it.
Lemon Lime, are you trying to, like, pause me right now?
Huh?
Getting paused. Alright,
You catching HIV virus?
Stick with the...
Alright. You wanna buy the crossbow that I mentioned earlier?
Yeah, how much is it?
25 gold pieces.
5 gold pieces. Alright, hold on.
Plus the ammunition.
I add my dexterity for it.
Yeah.
Damage?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. Then it's 1d... What'd you say? 1d8?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, yeah, I'll buy it for 20. Roll persuasion?
Yeah.
Alright.
Tell me a number. Gotta beat 15.
I got a 1.
He raises the price.
This is one of the last items in my inventory. You're lucky if I give it to you at all. I can give it to you for 24 with the crossbow bolts.
Okay, yeah.
It's a discount because I want you to come back here next time you need something.
All right.
Okay, so 24 gold pieces. You get the light crossbow. That's 1d8 plus your dexterity for damage. And you get 20 crossbow bolts.
Okay.
Johnny, some food?
Do we? I don't know.
Probably should get. Do you have any rations?
Five days of rations.
5 days. Yeah, okay.
Rations.
Okay. You can subtract one right now.
Okay.
For the trip.
How much were like 5 days of rations?
I don't got any on me, but I know where you can get some.
Okay. Where?
Well, in a map I've given you, there's a bar, right? Near here, a few streets ahead. You can go there. Get anything.
Pickle bar?
And it's gotten the pickles.
A shanty.
What it probably do.
Hey, I need a pickle right now so bad.
Alright, you guys need anything else?
I mean, before we get pickles, I was wondering, about your javelins. Do you have any?
Javelins?
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah, I got some.
Okay. How much is for one?
I don't sell them in ones. I sell them in packs of two. One gold piece with two javelins.
Really? Holy mo- Okay, yeah. I gotta think. Shoot. So if I give you 10 gold pieces, I get 20?
Yeah.
Alright, I'll give you 20 gold pieces.
You get 40.
Heck yeah.
Alright.
Sweet.
How much money do you have?
I got 34 shekels left.
You guys interested in some caltrips or acid?
No, acid. I have 3 magic crackers.
Acid? I don't do drugs.
Nah, I don't mean drugs.
What?
Oh.
I mean, little acid that will melt through anything.
How much is acid?
Oh, okay.
25 good gold acid. Pieces for the vial.
Can we do 20?
No, Kyle.
Persuasion?
Probably bargaining. Persuasion.
Down to buy some acid, right? Okay, 16.
20. I'll give it to you for 22.
Deal. Buy some acid.
Alright. You got satisfied customers?
Very.
Pretty satisfied. Alright, yeah.
Remember to come back to Blacksmith.
Yo.
See y'all later.
He's black.
You can see in his shirt. You can see in his shirt his name is Smith.
Oh, that's funny.
But now?
You guys have the map.
Pickle bar?
Oh. Didn't we chase down the guys we were looking for?
But we still gotta find, like, more of that key.
I think it's here? So. Where else we
found? Look. The snake man knew that it was with Jameson, the one part of the key. So, Jameson definitely got it while he was on the boat. So if there's other piece, well, at least he got it coming here somehow. Maybe it wasn't this time, but it was coming here because this is only the only route that he would make. So, the other pieces of the key are probably in this landmass, in this direction.
In this direction? In the preface?
Yeah, in this
we
erection.
We get, like, more ambient stuff? Yeah, the peaceful travel music. Put that on.
Peaceful travel? Yeah, send me that. Find me and link me that, and I'll come right back. I gotta go to the bathroom. Hold up.
Whaler service finished. Got a few funny looks from a lady there. What? I'm someone's house servicing their boiler while listening to this. Nice. Dan is plumber.
Yeah, he's a plumber dude. It's awesome.
We here at the Pickle Bar love blue collar workers.
I guess,
what is the commercial?
What?
Commercial for the pickle bar.
Commercial for the pickle bar.
located in Grotto Sex Cop. Sexy. Molest the eyes. Bartender's a man by the name of Shrek Suckleboon.
Should read that like as a pitch, like you're pitching
possibly as if they were a dirty old homo. I got away with that. Saying dirty old homo.
That's so
funny. Dirty old homos at the pickle bar.
All the regulars right here.
Populate the wall. wise truisms such as keep calm and eat a pickle, let loose and fart juice, or even is everyone a small wet one, or are we all just one big wet one? Flatulently yet pleasant aroma penetrates the nostrils of everyone inside.
It's like the perfect commercial.
Tams on stage, Anne Frank and Adolf Hitler can be seen having a rap battle. Viewers will gather around to watch attentively to observe their skills, which surpass even that of Eminem, while swallowing pickles whole, drinking specialty cocktails, and smoking crack. Okay, my favorite part. Should you need to relieve yourself while on your pickle pilgrimage, you will not be able to. When one steps into the bathroom of the pickle bar, an oppressively scatological scent will make its way to their olfactory nerves, prompting a retching response. Should one be brave enough to venture into the stalls themselves, toilet holes clogged with pickles and sometimes hot dogs will await them. Sometimes unscrupulous characters will hide in, I like this music, inside the bathroom to assault new, unaware customers. They'll wait until a person opens a stall door and then will chuck a milk jug as hard as possible, as an Olympic shot putter would, at the individual's back, sending the oblivious pickle lover's face into the toilet bowl and covering them with milk like a pickle and pickle juice.
Why?
Now that's good.
Why?
This is all for a school essay. I don't know. And she was. Let me read what she said.
What?
She called me an excellent writer. Hold on.
Jugging milk like an Olympic thrower.
Olympic shot putter would.
Shot putter.
Alright, where was her assessment feedback in English? Eh.
Alright.
Okay, you are an excellent writer, but please remember to keep your audience in mind always. In other words, make sure that the work you submit is school appropriate. You may submit this as your final draft. She didn't even ask me to change anything. So perfect. And then there was an analysis sheet where it was like, what is the purpose of this essay? And I said, you tell me, you told me to write it. And she said, I think you misunderstood. You were to answer this from the perspective of a reader, not the writer. Wow, this is some description. You are an excellent writer. I can't keep getting away with it. But I can.
All right, phenomenal.
The ambient like travel music is in the chat.
I already put it.
Put it on?
Yeah, this is the peaceful travel music that I found.
It's crazy. Yes. No, it's in the whatever.
Peaceful travel, that's the one I put.
Ooh, okay.
Is that the right one?
Yeah. Thanks.
Right before you moved away from the blacksmith's place, he says, stay away from the cave, you don't want to go there.
Cave?
Well, it's more like a mine, but was deactivated a long time ago. I'd advise you to stay away, you don't want to go in there.
Well, what's in there?
Uh-oh.
I don't know, I only know when people go there, they come back.
Alright, thanks for the tip.
Alright, he goes back to working.
Yeah, let's go down to the pickle bar.
Well, in the map, you see various, places. You see the bar that he mentioned. You see, you see an inn. You see...
Pickle Inn?
There are two other places. Pickle you panties. See where the mine is.
No.
He wants some pickled panties.
That's horrific.
Gosh. Wake up and smell the panties already. That's a request. That's a command.
Okay. You see the You see a market area, you see the mayor's office, you see the pickle bar, you see an inn, and you see the mine. Which one of them is you going in?
Okay, I'm gonna ask around at the pickle bar to see if anybody knows about the mine.
Oh. Let me write it down so you guys can all see it in the chat.
This is like, what's it called? I don't know. It's like sort of like a puzzle game world. The areas to find blue or something. Crack the mystery. Stole my pig. Precious pig.
You and pickle panties, I swear.
Ooh, Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled panties.
Peter Piper picked a... What? Did you say?
Peck of Peter Piper panties.
Picked a pair of pickled panties.
What's wrong with you, Peter? Laying down the pipe?
Very, very nice.
Very nice. Yeah, very, very nice, Peter. Nice Peter.
Peter.
Nice Peter picked a pickle.
Yeah, that's the things you... Those are the things you see written on the map.
Pickle bar. Office. Gonad mine? Or anode?
It's gonad. Alright, which one's which one of them are you going in?
Okay. Yes.
You guys walk through very, like, moist dirt roads to find the pickle bar. And around the pickle bar, it seems that the ground has been properly stoned in and looks way more proper than the rest of the city. Pickle bar seems to be some high society place.
Hmm.
You see people with, you know, white gloves and hats going in and out.
White glove society?
Yeah. Oh, man.
There better be old pickles in there, not Peter.
Not Peter's.
Don't eat a Peter. Alright.
Alright.
Bless you. Would you happen to know anything about the mine?
You see nobody pays attention to you.
Yo!
Everybody seems to voluntarily ignore you. They look down on you as if you were, you know, poor, worthless scum.
We need tuxedos.
Yo, yeah, cats.
The bartender seems to be more responsive. He looks at you at least.
Oh, bartender. Know anything about the mine?
The mine?
Yeah.
What would a civilized person like myself would know anything about a mine?
Humph. All right, well.
Of course.
I'll go to the inn.
Do you want to drink something?
I want milk and pickle panties.
I don't have the second one.
You have milk?
But I'd be willing to fetch it for you for the right price.
Wait, you'd be willing to fetch it? From where?
If by pickled panties you mean what I think you mean, then I can.
How much speak for the in pickle code, daddies?
Come to you.
Yeah, I speak in code.
And the pickle panties are available for the right price.
How much?
Oh, 75 gold pieces for the cheapest one.
Ooh.
The cheapest pickle panty? That good? What are they?
It's hard
what
to
do
find
think?
Them around, you see.
Oh, so they are selling parts to eat?
No.
No, pickle bodies. Panties, dude. That's what we're buying. Come on.
Right.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Just remind me what pickle panties are.
The water women.
What?
The water
women?
The
water women.
Wait. I don't want to buy a girl.
Yeah.
I think this is a slavery thing. I think we're engaging in slavery.
Well, not slavery.
75 is pretty cheap for a slave. We should get one.
You want to bang?
Yeah, it's not that useful.
Oh. It's a woman. Why would we want that? You know?
And women. Alright,
just sniff the panties?
But she doesn't have pickled panties. That's just a code.
Oh.
Can I get panties for real? Like, actually?
Can we purchase panties?
What I always say. My pickled
panties, and I hope no policemen are around here to hear this, is a sea hag's vagina.
No, thank you. Go away. I'm sorry.
Pickled panty, alright? Yeah, I don't need any of that.
It's some light you've never experienced before.
I don't know about that. I just want the panties. I don't want the whole package.
Well, okay, we don't want any panties.
Let's get out of here.
I thought you were highly civilized. I guess not.
What? Civilized a freaking old but? Dumpster? Yeah, right.
My penis in a dumpster. Oh. Ow! That was civilized. Oh, let's go to the Peter Inn.
Yeah, this place is too fancy.
You guys enter the Peter Inn and it's dead silent. There's only one person there.
Like a reception?
Yeah, that's the only person there, the receptionist.
Yo, thing about the mine?
She doesn't respond.
Do you speak our language?
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
We get a room, actually. Don't one of you need to sleep? Weren't one of you downed?
Oh yeah, I'm at like one health.
Yes, we do have rooms.
Alright, we'll sleep in one bed.
Sleeping aids as well, if you need them.
Do you have like 18-foot beds?
I don't have 18-feet beds.
You have a bed?
I have beds.
Do you have long beds?
How long? We're talking.
Biggie long. Very big.
Look at us, we're freaking humongous.
Yes, I notice, but I don't have, what did you say, 18 feet?
Yeah.
I don't have 18 feet long beds.
I'm thinking, like, 16. All of us.
18 feet like... wide beds?
No, we don't need that.
We don't know.
How long do you need the beds to be?
Can you put 18 beds together?
Not that long, but if we were to sleep, like, all, like, on top of each other, like, in a line, it would be 18 feet.
Okay, but why don't we just do it like withly?
We'll just
know?
Sleep next to each other. Vertically.
Yeah, I don't know why you would ever like think that. Unless you're completely retarded.
Just act up one of us.
Oh my goodness. Just do that IRL. Go to a hotel.
I've never done that. Like, that's different, man. That's just different.
With a wife.
18 foot long.
Hey, you have a bed the size of an airplane, and I need it.
Cargo plane.
All right. The largest beds I have are 6 feet each.
Perfect. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. How many beds are you going to be needing?
You guys don't want to sleep in one bed, or,
I'd rather take my own bed.
Well, I have single beds, and I have a couple beds you can choose. Then I'll have sleeping aids in case you need them.
Sleeping aids? What? <Yes.
laughs> Do you have awake aids?
I do.
Dude, what?
This
crazy.
Oh. This sounds crazy, man.
If you need them, I can sell them. I got the best suppliers.
What do these aids do exactly?
Well, they put you to bed, and they take you out of it.
Take me out of what?
Of bed.
I can't, wait, what do you mean?
Well,
I'm not, like, retarded.
Makes you sleep, the other one makes you wake up.
Oh. Wait, how am I supposed to wake up if I'm asleep, though? You gotta think about
this. I'm supposed to wake up if I've AIDS.
Well, you don't need to administer it to yourself. You can have somebody else administer it to you. Oh, and if you're awake and you take one of those, you get more awake.
Whatever, I don't need your crazy AIDS.
Yeah, why do we need this?
Asleep.
Alright, that's, 10 gold pieces.
Okay. For I'll pay it.
Oh, okay.
That's, it would be 12, but since the three of you are gonna do all at once, I'm gonna discount it to 10. Who's paying?
Me.
Alright. Hand over the money.
Yep.
By any chance, are you guys mercenaries?
Under the right conditions.
Hide.
Sort of retarded, but
we know how to kill things.
What I mean is, if you prefer to be upfront about your ongoings, or do you prefer to be stealth?
Stealth, I guess. I'm a rogue.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The sleeping potion is very useful in that case.
Oh.
But how do I make somebody drink it?
I don't know.
Kill them.
That's your job to do. You can dose them.
I'm going to sleep, alright?
Or maybe we could put it in someone's beer. They like drink and they get drunk but don't wake up.
Yeah, because...
How much is a sleeping aid? Just in case.
10 gold piece for each vial. It's gonna assuredly put somebody to sleep for at least 10 hours.
Give me 5, I'll do one for 5.
I'll do it for 6.
Alright, I'm down.
It doesn't even work.
I'll take one.
Wait, I want to wake aids. Well, how much is that?
Well, that's a little more expensive. It's 12 because it makes you a lot more powerful physically for at least a few hours.
Does it like advantage?
Well, after it's gone, you need to sleep, or you're gonna have some serious deleterious effect.
Okay, that's retarded.
Yeah, I don't want to have like a seizure, so no, thank you.
Well, all you need to do to avoid that is going to sleep. After 8 hours.
No.
I'm kind of a busy person, though, so I don't know if that's always possible, you know?
Well, you have 8 hours to take care of your business, and then you have to sleep.
Is this?
It's a pretty good deal.
I don't know if I want to conk out during battle, though.
Space
it doubles place. It would double your hit point for 8 hours.
Oh, hold on. I might do crack. Wait. 12?
Makes you.
It'd
a
make
lot
me
more
have
vigorous.
40 hit points.
Yeah,
I'll take one of those for 6. How about that? Do that.
For 6? No, at least
8.
9.
8.
9? Easy.
I'll take one for 9. Frick.
I'll take one for 9 then, yeah.
I'll take 2 for 9, actually.
Because you're gonna pay.
Five, two cracks.
Okay, so you subtract the money from your things. You're okay, so Latrina, you're paying 18 gold pieces for 2 potions. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take 2 for 9, please.
What do I just put? Awake aids.
Yeah.
So okay, what are the deleterious effects if we don't sleep?
It depends for each person.
Yeah, but some general idea.
Some people, of course, the initial effects wear off. For some people, they get intoxicated and a bit dizzy. Some people immediately fall asleep for, you know, the entirety of a day. But those are the only ones I've seen. But I'm not sure if they're a pattern or if they happen randomly. So it depends on each. All right. You know.
Well, let's go take a long rest already.
All right, since it's nearing night, you guys can sleep through the whole night and wake up early.
Yeah.
The sky is still blue. It's like 5 a.m. It's like dark blue by the time you guys wake up.
Ugh.
The inn is all wooden, and so are the beds, but it's really comfortable. And you guys wake up from the sloppy let loose sleepover at the Peter Inn.
Nice. Had some good times with AIDS.
That, I don't remember any of it. Okay.
Of course you don't. I mean,
Oh.
What?
Did penis infection on you? No, I didn't.
Huh?
Penis infection?
I should have. All right, you need to tell penis me what's play. Going on. I'm holding a secret.
Wait, what did I do?
Yeah, now we're in a safe place for resting. Deal, Latrina. Why did you get kicked out?
You want to know the truth?
Yeah.
I have a penis problem.
You, what? Okay.
I kind of have a penis.
I kind of have a penis. Oh, that could come in handy, I guess.
Yeah, it almost did that one time, except it wasn't gonna be a good rape on either end.
Weren't looking forward to raping? That's surprising. Alright, okay.
Yep.
Thank you for being honest with me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really hard for me to open up about my penis.
Open up. Alright, what now?
Alright, you guys are gonna have to subtract some rations. Half one.
And then I have
Yeah.
Anyone? What were the other places?
It's in the chat.
Mayor's office.
Yeah.
The market.
It's all there.
Mayor's office. What about at the mine? Mr. Pickle Lover. Go to the mayor's office.
Oh, okay. You go to the mayor's office. It's a huge place, and it hasn't opened yet. The doors are closed. You see a couple of guards there, but the doors are still closed, so are the windows.
You guys know anything about the Mayan?
We know good enough to not go there anymore.
Don't know anything else? Does anybody know anything about them?
When you walk by close enough, you can hear gurgling noises. And I really don't want to know what's going on in there. There was a flood a long time ago, and no one has been able to leave there since, so we shut it up, had it boarded, so nothing would come in nor out.
Alright, let's go to the...
Okay. You hit the market and you can see a bunch of stuff, literally everything, clothes, food of all kinds, of all different cultures. You can see, like, costumes of a bunch of different royalty. You can see weapons. You can see lock-picking tools. You can see a bunch of tools being sold. You can see everything. Mm-hmm. There's everything for sale there.
Is there bombs for sale?
There is a Chinese-looking man. With many metal and gunpowder. Contraptions on his
Chinese
little
man.
Market thing.
Know anything about the Mayan? Anybody know any Mayan here?
No, I only sell.
Are you sure?
Really? You're Chinese.
Yes. I am Chinese.
Okay, Chinese. Are you sure?
Tiny, the Chinese man.
Are you really, really sure? Could no one could like really know about the mines? I mean, you have customers. I'm sure.
If somebody want to go to the mine, they buy a bomb, blow it up.
Ooh. Anyone buy a bomb from you then?
I don't know. You maybe?
How much? He doesn't understand us. What an idiot. Okay.
How much?
Buy bomb.
How much? Oh.
Hold up. Small bomb, 5 gold piece.
Give me... How about big bomb?
Big bomb, 20 gold piece. Kill everyone in room.
20?
Ooh, nice.
How about this?
I'll buy just don't drop it here, or policemen arrest me.
Okay, I'll buy 2 small and 1 big. 30.
Okay, that's gonna be 30.
30?
Yes.
But 20.
No.
25. Roll persuasion. 25. Roll persuasion, retard. Retard.
The Chinese man, he's all about persuasion, though.
Okay, I got 17.
Oh.
He's a
I'll give it to you for 25, and I'll give you something else, too.
What, a slow job?
I'm sorry, what?
Alright, I take
he,
it.
He crouches down and he starts he's going through his stuff. No, don't think anything yet. He's just going through his stuff, trying to find something. When he comes up, he has
blowjob machine.
He has a big flask of oil. He says, "Pour this, light it fire."
Oh, okay, yeah, that's actually useful. Oh.
Easy to light that bomb like this.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chinese man.
No, thank you.
Blowjob machine.
Thank you, Mr. Blowjob machine.
Alright, I guess we just have to go to the mine. Check it out ourselves.
What? Wait. Didn't that guy tell us not to go, though?
My penis. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Some guys approach you while you're at the market. Look, some shady types, scarred faces, and the main one asks you, "Hey, you need something different?"
Something different?
Do you need something, pal?
Well,
I need a freaking pickle.
And. You can get the pickles at the pickle bar. But I can give you something crazier than pickles.
What?
I can give you anything you need for the right price.
Heroin?
Heroin.
What you want? I can give you women. I can give you drugs. I can give you illegal weaponry. I can give you maps of forbidden places. I can give you the kind of weapon that will turn one of the mermaids at the mine into dust.
Mermaids?
Wait. What
you don't know?
I don't know.
Well, they ain't mermaids, but they can breathe underwater, so I don't know what to call that.
Oh, shoot. I don't know if you want to mess with mermaids.
What's that weapon you said?
Well, I got all kinds of illegal weapons.
All right.
You got a bazooka?
I don't know what that is, but if I did, I would sell it to you.
Sorry, that's a foreign thing. I didn't mean to say that.
I got some, for example. For example, I got all kinds of spell books that have been forbidden. I got all kinds of spell materials and things you would need to do some crazy otherworldly spells. If you want that, if you're interested in such a thing,
I think I'll take a spell book. Sounds kind of cool.
All right, it takes a special kind of man to be able to read it, but you do seem like a special kind of man.
Well, I am special.
Well, you do seem special.
Well, I am.
I agree. Let's say Usually you'd get this for 50 gold pieces. I'll make it to it for 40. You see, in these lands, magic has been forbidden because of all the bad
things. Have any money left?
Yeah,
well, like a bunch of things.
We got quite a bit of money from that time we stole that chest.
Okay, so you do shady stuff, right? You're all about Mr. Yeah. Shady Sketch, mm-hmm. All right? So
I got everything.
We're kind of looking for something.
What it is? If I got it, I'll sell it.
Hmm. Do you have a part of a key by chance?
A key?
Yeah.
I got a kilo. Does that work?
Shut up, crackhead. We're going to the mine.
You sure you don't want it?
I'll take
no,
the
I don't want
book.
A kilo, bruh.
A kilo of what, though?
I'll take the spell.
Well, depends on what
kilo
you want.
Of freaking dirt.
You want to go fast? You want to go slow?
Can I take the spell book?
Look, we already have
you
aids.
Can take the spell book.
We already have
pieces.
Awake aids.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, they only
I have three
you
magic
up.
Crack rocks, too. I don't
It'll
know
make you stronger.
Doing.
What? Stronger?
You can get stronger. Yeah, this what stuff can make you stronger.
I don't want any more drugs. Leave me alone.
Get
oh, you're on
drugs.
You came to the wrong city. There's nothing but drugs here.
Spell
I
don't
know. The preface was full of AIDS and drugs.
Well, the preface is chock full of all kinds of things.
We're gonna go bang some mermaids, so...
Oh,
Yeah, I wouldn't advise for that.
I'm being facetious. Feces?
What's that? Some kind of food?
Feces, feces.
Your friend must got some speech impediment. That don't matter. I can fix that right up.
Get a rock for that?
Oh, shoot. Yeah. He's a good businessman. I don't know.
I can sell it some. I got a cure for your speech impediment.
I don't got no... I kind of got a speech impediment. I can't...
I got a cure for that.
What?
You know, it's the best cure
correct.
For speech impediment. If you stuttering or slobbering over your words, you know how you fix that?
What?
Some juice. Special
juice?
Kind of juice.
Apple juice?
Penis juice.
Nah, it ain't that kind.
Juice.
Close enough.
Juice.
What, you trying to rape me?
I see you guys ain't hip.
What?
Yeah, we not, because we're not freaking black. Well, I am black.
This guy is like he's a lizard.
Oh, it's an Argonian black man?
Yeah, he's a lizard man. You see, while he speaks, the other two guys are like playing rock, paper, scissors behind him.
Really?
Yes.
Fifth graders. What children?
You need poison?
I'm not trying to poison myself for my speech impediment.
That's yourself, stupid.
Ah! Giving birth,
you
I gotta
go.
You're
in the mind, right?
Wait, how much
yes.
poison?
We already have
poison
like crack and poison
yeah,
and acid.
We have crack poison
and
AIDS. Like, I think we're good.
How much for the poison?
Well, let me see here. The poison.
How are you even gonna use it? Do you think mermaids
crack?
Drink
it's
the beer?
Kind of thing is way too
or
expensive
smoke crack?
For you guys. It'll kill the person instantly, but it's about 100 gold pieces.
Oh yeah, no.
I'll do it 2 for 80. 70.
We could just stick it in the water.
Oh,
the
10.
55.
Absolutely 60. 10.
55.
60.
10.
55.
1.
10.
5.
50.
5 gold pieces.
I'll give it to you for 52.
10.
I'm inclined to buy this.
White cat. I know what you want. 52, come on.
Why do you buy everything?
No. You think I have 52, pal? Come on, don't hustle me.
No, I'm not talking to you. You albino. I'm talking to the white man.
Oh, fuck it, I'll take it. What to do?
What?
All right.
You're retarded?
Wait,
55 for 52 gold. Dude.
This is useful.
No.
This is gonna be useful. Watch.
You should have put it down to 10.
He's not gonna give me 10.
You never know. It was 100 at first. Now it's like 50.
Fuck. I'm kind of broke now, but this is gonna be worth it.
Oh no.
Oh man, that
doesn't even work, man.
Wait, can you gamble in this place? Can you do that?
I'll allow it. There is a gambling place.
Ooh.
Right around the market, there's a place with like just like magic roulette machines.
Hmm.
Magic blowjob machines.
Well, there is a place for that too.
Oh.
Pickled panties.
Yeah, I gamble a little bit though. I have like 16 gold, but like I can make that into like 30 million, you know?
If you need some women, I don't advise you to go to the pickleball. They too uppity. You go right around the corner and you enter into the pickle jar, not the pickle bar. Similar names, but confuse them. The pickle jar got everything you want when it comes to the fair agenda.
My freaking stomach.
I don't want to gamble, but I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't gamble. Maybe I need my money.
Dude, you bought a spell book. You don't know how to do spells. Why did you buy the spell book? That's the only part that I really cannot understand you.
Wait, you don't know how to use... Wait.
Yeah, I do know how to do spells. At some point, I learn it. Once you get to level 4 at Bard, you learn other spells.
You're such a
penis king. You're such a penis king.
Not right now, but it's an investment.
Wow.
What?
Dude.
How much aren't you at like 800 experience? Like, what do you mean?
40. I'm down to 20 gold.
All right. Where are you guys going?
The mine to... The Gnad Mine.
Alright, you guys walk up to the Gnad Mine, and the path through there, it's all, like, empty, broken houses, no doors.
Jesus!
There's people here. Some, like, a mining village, and it's all gone. It's emptied out now. And at the end, there's a big, round hole in the ground that's all boarded up with a big stone on top.
That's the mine?
Yes.
Why is it like going in the...
There is no mountain.
Oh.
Well, like...
It goes straight down.
Just like Minecraft. So...
What? Oh my gosh.
So what time is it right now?
Ow!
Is it a good time to go to the mayor's office, or is it still closed?
Going to the mine and finding the mermaids and getting a blowjob. I don't know. Can we move the rock out of the way?
You guys tried moving the rock, but it's way too heavy.
Bruh.
Nice. Oh, didn't you buy like 30 bombs, Rip? Didn't you buy like 30 bombs? Maybe you should use one of them.
Yeah, I did. yeah, use a bomb.
Bless you.
Thank you. Right, what do you mean use a bomb? Which one? You got two small ones, one big one.
Should I use a big one, the small ones?
Small.
I'll use one small bomb.
Alright, you light it, and it blows up half of the stone, and then the other half topples over.
Hey, cool.
And now there's the wooden boards that were covering the hole are burning.
Oh. And
so it's like a ring of fire in the ground that you can jump into now.
Sick.
Can we put water on it first, just in case we have to go back out?
When you look down it goes straight down and it's dark down there. You cannot see what you're jumping into.
That's, oh!
That's really scary. I don't know. There's mermaids down there. They're gonna have sex with us. Like, it's not gonna be good.
Let's,
Oh, wait. Can we,
like,
throw a rock down there and see how far it actually is.
That's a good idea.
Or one of the little chunks of stone.
You throw a piece of gravel there. It's silent for, you know, about a second and a half. And then you can just hear it rolling. Just rolling for, like, at least 5 seconds.
Okay, so it's solid ground. Stops. We can jump down and not die, right?
You want to risk that?
We went for 1 second.
Yeah, but, like...
You just have to do acrobatics, right? Like
a million
feet. You wouldn't have to do anything. Just drop.
Yeah. Alright, well, I'm going in.
Okay.
Alright. You go?
Yep.
Oh.
Alright, you step into the hole, and you fall for a second. And then you just, it's not ground exactly. It's like a, it just curves in a way that you keep sliding like a toboggan. You toboggan into a dark cave full of stalagmites.
Cool.
And the sound of your body just rolling through the floor echoes all around, and then it's just pure silence. You hear nothing.
All right, come down here, guys.
Should we have, like, a rope up here just in case we have to get back out?
That's no, we're staying down here forever. Leave a rope there, yeah.
Yeah, if I got it, some rope. Yeah, I got 50 feet of hempen rope, so...
The floor here is very slick and moist, sort of slippery.
Wow.
Slippery.
Got a little rope up there, come down here, you cats. No, I'm not. Okay, we're literally scaredy cats, but no, okay? I just want to make sure I'm able to get back out if I go in.
Scaredy cat with a penis?
I'm not risking my penis down there. I gotta know if I can escape.
Right. There's nothing you can tie a rope to on the hole.
Hmm.
What are you gonna do?
Well, if it ever gets that bad, I can just hang myself with the rope. So yeah, let's go down.
Well,
good idea.
You could try, like, sticking something in the ground, but I guess
I was about
not.
To say, yeah.
Just get some stake in the ground.
Yeah, anyone got steak?
How many javelins you got?
40.
Yeah, if you bundled up about 10, it would be strong enough to handle your weight.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of greedy, though.
When are you going to use 40 javelins?
Yeah, that's gonna last you forever.
Just lugging around 40 javelins.
You don't even have high dexterity. I don't know why you care.
This is like GTA.
Take the 10 javelins okay. around and get it over with.
Alright. Let's do it. Alright. I put in 10 of those thingy majiggies in the ground and then do a whoosh with the rope.
Alright. You can wrap it around pretty easy and works perfectly. You guys all go down there?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, you guys are all in a dark, damp, wet cave, and you don't see anything but a bifurcation. Two different directions to go in, other than the one you just came from. So it's like a, you know, it's three ways. The one you came from and two others. Yeah, you can roll the insight.
Insight. I got plus three. Okay. Sixteen plus three, 19.
Okay. You feel that the path to the left is less dangerous.
Okay, we finna go left.
But also less rewarding.
Baba Booey. crack.
Well, if we want to be alive longer, we could get more rewards by staying alive longer.
Yeah, left. Since. And wake aids for later.
Yeah. Alright, you go to the left and you see a straight, squared out, perfectly geometrically square. A corridor made of stone that goes on for longer than you can see.
I just and go they down have, it.
What do you call it? Like engravations and like little grooves on the walls and floors.
Engravings,
yes. Just all over the walls and floors and roof. Whoa. And they have they're drawings basically. They're a bunch of drawings. Imagine like Skyrim when you go into the Akaviri cave and there's like a huge wall, something like that. That's what you see.
What do the drawings say? Show.
Oh, it's sort of really complex. You'd have to roll an investigation to understand what's going on there.
I got a plus two on that.
Whoever rolls is gonna roll for everybody, so there's no re-rolling on this one.
I have a plus three.
Wait a second. I'm gonna do a break here. I'm gonna eat.
Okay. All right. Bad stomach ache. Down.
Well, I didn't even eat anything. 20.
Yeah.
Deciding to do gay N-word school.
Gay N-word school? What do they do there?
Sadly.
I didn't know they had a school for that.
Yeah, I'm trying to get licensed.
Oh, right. Yeah.
License for being gay N-word?
No, for being a rape victim.
License to get raped. Okay.
Google places to get raped.
I imagine rape being pretty easy to find, actually.
A what?
I think rape is kind of easy to find, right?
Yeah, just head to your local Walmart.
Yeah, it's like the flu. It's just, like, really common.
Yep.
What is it, Gizmo? Stop staring at me, you freak.
You should kneel on your cat to death.
I'm gonna kill that cat one day, I swear. Such a woman, I don't like it.
think we're doing pretty good. We're pretty sexy.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to like a bad thing yet.
Didn't we almost all die though?
Yeah.
In that other cave?
Yeah, we did almost
die. While splitting someone in half?
Don't almost die.
Well, what was your other character's name? Jimbo Jones actually died.
Yeah.
That's why your XP is so low.
No, that's, Gabs.
Well, like, I don't know. Jimbo Jones was cool, but, like, he died. Oh, yeah. I mean, at least I have a penis now. Oh, wait. I still had a penis. Never mind. Well, at least I have a penis again. Just not on purpose.
I'm grateful that I have a penis again. Ugh.
Are we still alive? How's chat doing? How's chat?
Chat's good.
Is there people awake right now?
9 viewers? Surprised.
Who's watching this? Who watches this?
I'd watch this if it weren't me.
Hello, Lashing. Chat.
Like ASMR. We're getting raped.
Hello, welcome to the Pickle Bar. Please take a seat.
Come to the Pickle Bar.
I'll be your server today. Jimbo Jones.
A ghost? A black, big guy ghost?
Hey, you're only allowed to whisper in the Pickle Bar. No talking.
A black guy?
I feel like we'd be better at ASMR than everybody else.
Than everybody else?
Than pros at it. Like, you have to... In the Pickle Bar? Now that's titillating.
Just get a wet pickle and like slap it on your mic.
Yeah, you just gotta put pickle. Your gain all the way up and that's it. That's the whole thing. Put it all the way up. What's more pickly than a pickle?
Yeah, they're doing like a, what is it, cranial nerve exam at the Pickle Bar?
Oh,
cranial
man.
Nerve exam and haircut at the Pickle Bar.
Get a fade at the Pickle Bar.
Run a fade at the Pickle Bar.
Run a fade at the Pickle Bar. Place a fade
at the Pickle Bar. You can catch one.
Catch a fade. Catch a case at the Pickle Bar.
I hope not.
At the Pickle Bar to play around. Gonna get a fade. Case. Fart.
Make it first.
Let loose lesbian sleep over at the Pickle Bar or whatever.
Build a bear but with farts. Build a fart.
Yeah, my business is actually called Build a Fart.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah, it's a smooth place where
to build a fart and catch a case.
No, wait, what's happening?
I'm opening a business called Build a Fart.
Why are you whispering?
Because it's more at the Pickle Bar.
What?
ASMR
at the Pickle Bar.
Oh, okay. I get it. All right, what did you roll in your investigation?
I rolled, what was it, 18? 17?
18. Okay. 18. 18, okay, hold up. Let me write something down. You see that the previous part was actually mined, and they randomly... The previous part was mined through, and they randomly occurred into this corridor, which is strange because the corridor would, before, it would be leading to just a wall. So it wasn't a corridor at all. It was just like a hole, square hole into the main part of the thing. And in the actual walls, you see drawings that depict the same event happening over and over again, which is a group of people defeating some type of chimeric creature, but it's not a chimera, it's some multi-headed creature burying its bones in a place that looks identical to the city you guys are in right now. And then the creature rises up again. This happens 3 times in each wall. This is what is depicted on the walls.
There's like chimera down here.
At the end of the corridor, there is a stone door.
Should we knock on it?
Roll to see if anyone's in there. It's insight, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I have the most insight, right? Okay, let's see. 12 plus 3, 15. Yeah.
Fifteen?
Yeah.
Alright. You cannot feel the presence of any moving creature. You cannot hear anything. It doesn't seem like this place is inhabited.
Let's open the stone door!
With some struggle, with some difficulty, you push the stone door open, and you see that it leads to a platform with a little plaque, like a plaque on a lectern with writings that are difficult to understand, to decrypt. And this platform is like sort of one of those Olympic swimming things where you jump from into a pool. Down there is a pool of water. There's nothing else in this room, only a platform that ends abruptly with the lectern, and down there is a great square, perfectly square pool of water.
You don't want to go swimming?
There are engravings in the lectern that you are unable to immediately decrypt.
I mean, if there's mermaids here, like that dude said, I don't know if swimming is going to be so great for us, because that's their strong suit, you know? Can we just like throw a stone into the water to see if anything happens?
It's just freaking water.
It drops.
Yeah, but what about the mermaids?
Into the water. Nothing happens.
Yeah, mermaids are like, what? Who awake?
Who away?
Well, do we have to like dive down to get somewhere? It's just a pool of water.
You realize that the encryptions on the lectern are some form of ancient elvish.
Oh, can I decrypt it?
You can try. Roll history. If you get above 13, you succeed.
Okay. I'm retarded. Intelligence 9. That's funny. Alright, 19. Minus one is 18.
You succeed, and you read the text. It says, fight the disciples in their dominion, or remove their dominion.
Is it telling us to blow up this place?
Or, you know, frick that dominion up?
I think it's water. It's telling us to get rid of the waters.
How do you get rid of water? You can't set on fire.
Bring a bucket.
Where do you put the water?
Yo, that's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
Oh, you have to turn it into the blowjob machine and blow all the water out.
Where? Okay. You could still, like, try to evaporate it, I guess. That'll take a while. How much water is there?
Probably a lot.
You now, on the lectern, beneath the words you just read, there is a drawn hand. And under it, it's written, beware, in common, not even in Elvish.
Well, electricity doesn't exist, so it's like, I was thinking about putting, like, a cord in the water and plugging that into something so you could, like, make water electrocute things just in case there's mermaids there and, you know, fry them like eggs, but, like, we can't do that.
Yeah, is there an outlet in the wall of the cave? Hook up a toaster and drop it in.
And then jump in and kill yourself.
Oh, you could do that.
I almost spat lemonade on my monitor right now. About to do a Sophia moment.
Mm-hmm. I only do that with coffee. I should do that with lemonade.
Alright.
That's so funny.
There's a drawing of a hand, there's the beware, there's the text. The text is a lot older than the beware. But it's the same date, it's the same age. Aged the same as the hand. The beware is the only new thing there.
Can we roll to see if there's mermaids in the water?
You can try to roll perception.
Yeah. That's, is that Latrina?
Oh yeah, whoever. Plus 5 perception. Yeah, I'll go for it. Big money. Oof. 9 plus 5 is 14.
Okay, you look down it, and your dark vision allows you to see that there's a bunch of skeletons and objects in the bottom of the pool. And there are no mermaids, but there is another stone door, just like the ones you guys just went through, down there, beneath the water.
Skeletons. Yeah, we gotta do that. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. I mean, there's no mermaids there, so I guess we're fine.
There's the outline of a hand. But it has beware under it, so you can take your pick now.
It's an outline. Oh, as in I'm supposed to press it?
Yeah, that's what it, you know, game design-wise, that's what it suggests. Although it does say beware.
Is that a trick?
You don't
know. Yeah, maybe it's reverse psychology, you know?
You can try to roll investigation.
Okay, that's a rip.
I roll 15.
You notice that the mechanism here, it's not any type of mechanical trap. It's magical. Whatever this is, it's runic, it's magical. Some type of spell.
So, but that could mean if we press it, we get like tiny penis spell or
something. I think I'd take that actually. Can I press the button?
Roll. Who can roll the best arcana?
I got a negative one.
I got plus two.
Rip.
plus 3.
Okay, rip, roll Arcana.
Hit 12.
12, okay. You don't know what the spell is or what's going to happen, but you do know that it's whatever the spell is, it's not directed at you.
Okay. It's not directed at whoever presses it.
Press it with something else. Can we press it with like a stick or something?
No. Only on hand.
I'll go full palm with it. I don't care. Push the button. Make that tiny penis, you know?
Make that tiny penis. You put your hand, do you put your hand in the outline?
Yeah.
Alright, hold up.
It's gonna like pierce my hand or something crazy. Pierce my hand with a tiny penis.
Sorry.
You press it and it immediately goes woo, and the water begins, you see steam coming off the water. It starts heating up and boiling and vaporizing.
Yeah, boy.
The steam is not condensing and going onto the ceiling. It's like staying in gas form, and it's collecting at the top of the chamber.
Oh, it's magic water. Okay.
When it's dry, when it's completely dry down there, above you, you can see figures moving through the steam.
Figures?
I mean, yeah. Sort of humanoid, but also bird-like. Huge noses, huge ears.
Juice? I was about to say that, but I caught myself.
George Soros, or it is like
freaking George Soros. Gosh darn, get out of here. You do.
After a few seconds, the chamber vibrates for a few seconds, and then the steam that is collected at the top of the chamber takes a shape of 8 smoke demons.
Oh. Alright, we should probably pause here. Because yeah. Rip has got to go in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
and I got to freaking lie down. I'll make this kill. I'm going to eat yogurt and I might go back to sleep. I don't know.
Alright, next stream we're going to be killing some smoke demons.
Oh, man.
Alright. We wrapping it up.
Gosh darn smoking.
Okay, that's 2 hours. That's a good 2 hours. It's pretty nice.
Yep. Out and about my penis now. There's like no secrets. Yay.
All right. See you guys later, I suppose, or next week.
See you.
All right. Bye.
See ya.
Peace.